B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Psachim Daf Ayin Hey. We're going to start two lines from the top of the Omud. The Gemara is taking us back to the final statement in the Mishnah we learned on Daf Ayin Dalad Omud Aleph. The Mishnah said, Ein tzoylin es ha-pesach, one's not allowed to roast the korban pesach, loya la-shpud, not on a metal spit, v'loya lo-askelo, nor on a grill. And then the Mishnah continues with a story. Omer Reb Tzadok Maisa b'Rabban Gamliel, there was a story with Rabban Gamliel, she'omar le'tovi avdoi, who said to his slave Tovi, Tzei utzleilonu es ha-pesach ala askelo, go out and roast for us the korban pesach on a grill. And obviously, this is a contradiction. It said in line earlier, Ein tzoylin es ha-pesach, you're not allowed to roast the korban pesach v'lo yalo askelo on a grill. And then Reb Gamliel tells his slave to do just that. So the Gemara is going to discuss that now. Says the Gemara, Ein tzoylin es ha-pesach v'chulu. Asks the Gemara, Maisa lister, the incident, the story, contradicts the rule that the Mishnah said before it. Answers the Gemara, Chisure mechzer v'hochi k'toni, this is what you have to read into the Mishnah. V'im askele munukeves, if the grill has holes in it, which means that you're not actually roasting the korban pesach on the metal grill. It's just that the grill part, the metal part, is supporting the spit, which is holding the korban pesach, but the korban pesach itself is being suspended over the flame, not on the metal itself. Mutter, in that case, it's mutter. And on that, Reb Tzadok in the Mishnah narrated, V'omer Reb Tzadok Maisa b'Rabban Gamliel, She'omar le'tovi avdoi, Tzeu tzleilonu es ha-pesach, Alo askelo menukeves. That story was talking about a particular type of drill, a grill, where the grill itself was not actually touching the korban pesach. Continues the Gemara. Boi minei Rav Chinina bar Idi mirav Ada bar Ava. Rav Chinina asked Rav Ada the following question. Tanur, Shehisiku beklipe orlo. If you heated up an oven with the peels, the shells of fruits that were osar bahano, that were orlo, and you're not allowed to have benefit from this orlo, and now you have an oven that's been heated up. The gorfoi. So if it wasn't gorfoi, if he left it there whilst he was baking in the oven, that's a discussion elsewhere. We saw this already on Daf Chavavam at base, whether we consider the shvach etzim, whether we consider that within the food item that's being heated up, you have direct benefit from the orla or not. But in this case, v'gorfoi, he actually swept away the klipe orla. V'ofa boye sapas, and now all you have is a hot oven. It happens to be that the oven was heated up with the orla, but now the orla itself is not there anymore, just the oven is still retained its heat. V'ofer be'es ha-pas, and he baked bread in the oven. L'divrei ha-oyser mahu, according to the opinion that says that bread that was baked in an oven whilst the klipe orla was still there, it's osur. What would he say here? Would he say that you're still benefiting from the orla and it's osur or not? Omer le, so Rav Idi answered back, Rav Ada answered back to Rav Chinina, ha-pas muteres, the bread is muter. Because at the end of the day, when you put the bread in the oven, then the klipe orla were not present anymore. Omer le, so Rav Chinina asked back to Rav Ada, V'omer Rav Chinina Saba, Rav Chinina the elder, Omer Rav Yosi, said in the name of Rav Yosi, Omer Rav Yochanan, in the name of Rav Yochanan, Tanur Shehisiku, if you had an oven that was heated up, V'gorfoi, and they shoveled away the coals, V'tzolaboyes ha-pesach, and roasted the pesach in this oven, Ein zetzli'esh, then the korban pesach is possible because it's not considered tzli eish, roasting on fire. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk twice, tzli eish, tzli eish. In one pasuk it says, va'ochlu es ha-bosor balaylu azeh tzli eish, umatzis amreim riachlu. In another pasuk it says, al toichlu mimenu no, uvoshel mvushel bamayim, ki im tzli eish, roishe al krov val kirboi. Twice it says tzli eish, to impress on us, shtei pa'omim twice, to impress on us this halacha, that since that even though you're heating up, even though you're roasting the korban pesach in an oven that was heated up by fire, since the fire is not there, since the coals are not there anymore, you've shoveled it all away, and you're just using the heat of the oven, it's not considered tzli'esh anymore. Says the Gemara, Tama de Goli Rachmona Tzli'esh Tzli'esh Dei Pa'omim. It seems from Rabbi Yochanan that only because the Torah explicitly wrote twice, Tzli'esh has to be roasted with fire, only then we know, and only because of that we know there's a unique halacha in Korban Pesach that tells us that if the fire itself, the source of fire, is not there anymore, that it's possible. Ha loy Goli Rachmona. But in any other case where it doesn't say in the Torah explicitly Tzli'esh, Tzli'esh, Havi Aminah Tzli'eshu, I would have thought that since the oven was heated up with fire, it's considered as if the fire is heating up whatever food item is being heated up in there. And if so, in the case of the Tanur She'esiku B'Klipe Orlo, why over there do we not say that it's as if the Orlo is heating up the oven, and it should be Osir. It doesn't say over there, Tzli'esh, Tzli'esh. Omerle, she answered back to him, Godi Rachmona Hosom. It's true that it says it by Korban Pesach, but what it actually says there is teaching us that learn from here that in any case, in all the other halachas, when the coals themselves, when the source of the fire is not there anymore, that it's not called Tzli'esh, and in the same way as the Korban Pesach will be possible for the same token by the Klipe Orla, it will be mutter because the Eish, the Orla, the Issa is not there anymore. We alfinon minna, we learn from Korban Pesach to everywhere else. That's one solution. We boy same. Another solution would be Hosom time de kosav rachmonetzli eish deipa omim holoi kosav rachmonetzli eish deipa omim have a mina a eish kopid rachmonova filu gorfu inamitzli eishu. Over there with Korban Pesach, what's our main concern? The Torah says it's got to be roasted with fire. So I may have thought that anything that was heated up with fire is considered roasted with fire, and therefore even if we've shoveled away the coals and the fire, nonetheless, it's Tzli'esh. That's why I need the pasuk to say, Tzli'esh, Tzli'esh. I need the source of fire to be here when you're roasting the Korban Pesach. But that's only with Korban Pesach, where our main issue is there fire present here? Aval hocha, but in the case of Orlo, a eitzim de isura kakopid rachmona, v'holisnehu. Even if you wouldn't say Tzli'esh, Tzli'esh twice in the pasuk by Korban Pesach, and even if by Korban Pesach it would be kosher, had it not said explicitly that it's not. The reason it was kosher there is not because we say that the firewood is here. It's not as if we say the coals are here. It's just that Tzli'esh means that anything that was heated up by fire is considered Tzli'esh. And therefore, even though we've shoveled away the coals, since the oven was heated up by fire, it's called Tzli'esh. It was roasted consequent to fire. But that would not mean that in the case of Orlo, we consider it as if the Orlo is still there and it's Osa. Because by Orlo, it wasn't fire that we needed, or the heat of fire. For the bread baked on the Orlo to become Osir, we need the woods of Orlo. And at the end of the day, the woods of the Orlo had been removed before the breads had put in. So because Korban Pesach would have been kosher, does not have to be an indication that in the case of Orlo, it would be Osir. Continues the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanon. What happens if somebody, he took the Korban Pesach, he obviously didn't cut it up, is an osir in Issa to do that, but he made some cuts in the Korban Pesach just so that the fire should have should penetrate it quicker and it should roast faster. V'nosne al gabe gecholim, after he cut it, he made these cuts, he put it onto coals. Rebbe Oimer, Rebbe says, Oimer ani shezeh tzli'esh. This is called Tzli'esh. You're roasting it on fire. Even though it's only on coals, it's not on fire itself. There's one way of making a fire, of having lots of wood, and the wood is burning. There's another way of roasting, and that is by putting it onto coals. Rebbe said that coals is considered Tzli'esh. Romi le revachdovi bar ami revchizda. Rav Achdovi now asked a question contradicting Rebbe to Rav Chizda, and Mi Omar Rebbe Gecholim Eish Ninu, can you say that coals are considered fire? The Torah says you need Tzli'esh, it needs to be roasted on fire. Can this be considered fire? Uraminu, this is going to be contradicted. It says in the Pasuk, the Pasuk is talking about Tzoras, there's different types of tsaras, of boils that a person could get that would make him tummy, and there's different halachas. So there's one halacha, which is tsaras that is found on a burn. There's other halachas, tsaras that is found on a boil that could have come from being burnt by different types of hot items, not necessarily fire. So the pasuk says, "Im bosor, oy bosor ki yeh ba'oiroi michvas eish." If he's burnt with fire and he's got this burn, this blister on his body, v'hoysa michya michyas a michvo baheres levona adam demes oy levona, and there's different halachas about tsaras on this boil. So there the pasuk says explicitly, michvas eish, a burn from fire. Ainli elo shenichve be'esh. But I only know that those halachas of michvas eish apply only if the burn came from fire. Nichve begacheles, if he got burnt not from fire, but from coals, or beroimetz, or with hot ashes, or besidrei seach, with hot lime, or begefosis rei seach, or a different type of hot lime, or anything that is heated up by fire, and then the Gemara interjects and says that what the Brice is coming to teach us is that it includes even hot water that was heated up with fire. Continues the Brice in Minayin, how do you know that all these cases are considered michvas eish, even though they're not eish? Talmud Loima, because it says in the Pasuk, michve, michve, riba, it says twice the word michve in order to include any type of burn. So says the Gemara, Taima de Rabbi Rachmona, michve, michve, only because it says twice michve, we know that even things that are not fire are considered fire. Ha loy Rabbi Rachmona, michve, michve, but had it not said twice michve, then only fire would be called michvas eish, but all the other things in the list, including gecholim, including coals, would be excluded. Gecholim lav eish ninu. So I see here explicitly that coals are not considered fire. So how can Rebbe say that roasting the korban pesach on coals is considered fire? It's not sli eish. Answers of Chizda, Omale, Gacheles, Shel Eitz, Loi Itz Shechkro L'Rabuya. We're not talking here about the coals that are from wood. Wooden coals, it doesn't even need the extra michveh. Of course that's eish. When the Braisa had to say that gacheles, for gacheles to be considered michvas eish, you need a special posuk, ki itz shechkrol gacheles shel mateches. You need a special posuk when you're using, or over there in the case where he got burnt, with a red hot piece of iron, of metal, where it was a type of a coal that was very, very hot, but it was not a coal of wood, it was a coal of metal. And therefore I need a special posuk. But indeed, a regular coal of wood is by default included in Eish, and therefore there's no issue with what Rebbe said. So we have to remember that we had here a question. On the one part, Rebbe said that roasting on coals is considered Sli Eish. We asked a question from Tsaras, it seems in the Braisa, that Gacheles, that coals are not considered Michvas Eish, unless or only because there was a special Pasuk. And Rav Chisda answered that Gacheles Shel Eitz is called Eish, Gacheles Shel Mateches is not called Eish. That is Rav Chisda's question. That was Rav Chisda's answer to this question. And we're going to see on Amud Beis, we're going to have another answer. Ravina is going to answer this question differently. In the meantime, the Gemara is going to continue with what we just said now, that Gacheles Shel Mateches, that a coal of metal that had never, fire has never actually gotten hold of the essence of the metal, then it's not considered eish, and if not for the posuk of michvas eish, michve michve, then we wouldn't know that it has any halachas of eish. Continues the Gemara, v'gacholim shel mateches lav eishu. Well, you just said now that coals that are on metal, they are not considered eish, but we have another halacha, and this is the halacha of a bas ish koyin, if a koheness, the daughter of a kohen, she does nus, then the halacha is ba'esh tisarif, she gets burnt with fire. So what do we see there? Gacholim shel mateches lav eishu v'ogabi bas kohen, In the case of the Bas Kohen, Tichsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Ba'eshti Sarif, the Va'omer of Masna, and Rav Masna commented that how would they burn this Bas Kohen who had done Znus? Psila shel Eiver, a wick of lead, boiling hot lead, hoyu oisin lo, they would make for her, and they would pour the lead into her throat, her insides would get burnt, it would be a very quick and almost painless death. We'll soon see where we know this from. And so what we're asking from here, the question is that Eiver, lead, is a metal. And the Pasuk says, Bo'esh tisarif, she has to be burnt with fire. So you see that even a metal, a boiling hot metal, which would be compared to a coal of metal, is considered Esh. Answers the Gemara, Shan yosam de Omar kro, Bo'esh tisarif. It first says Bo'esh, with fire, and then it says tisarif. That's the word tisarif that's added after the word Bo'esh is tisarif le rabbis kol sreifo isabois minoish. Any type of sreifa, of burning, that's consequent to something that was heated up by fire, then even though it's not wood, or it's not a flame in that way, but it's considered Bo'esh tisarif, and it passes for the halochas of the Bas Kohen. Asks the Gemara, are you trying to say that the only reason you're allowed to kill her with this wick of burning of hot lead is only because it's Bo'esh tisarif, called sreifos habois munaish, that not only fire, but anything that was heated up by fire is allowed to be used? So if so, if the only reason that you're allowed to use lead is because it was heated up by fire, then of course you can use fire itself. If so, why did Rav Masna say that they would pour this lead down her throat? Why don't you then you could even just surround her with very highly flammable vines and burn her that way? Why do you have to use this lead that is poured into her? Answers the Gemara, Asya Sreifa Sreifa. This is learnt out from Gzeira Shava Mibnei Aaron. We know that Aaron HaKohen, the children of Aaron HaKohen, Elazar Isamar, they did the Keteres, and they did the Avoida when they were not supposed to, in the way they were not supposed to, in a time they were not supposed to, as outlined in the Psukim, and it says that they were burnt. Ma lahalon, in the same way as in the case of the Bnei Aaron, Sreifas Neshama, only their soul, their spirit got burnt, v'guf kayim, but their bodies remained intact. And this is something which the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Beis explains to us. Afkan, so to here with the Bas Kohen, Sreifas Neshama v'guf kayim, that there's another condition that when killing her, Bo'esh tisarif, you can use anything that was heated up by fire, but on one condition, that it's not burning the external part of the body. Asks the Gemara of a Navidle, Chamei Ha'ur, why can't they take boiling water that was heated up with fire and pour it down her throat, and she'll die that way, and her body will stay intact? Answers the Gemara, Mishum de Rav Nachman. The Omer of Nachman, Omer Kro. Rav Nachman says that, since it says in the Pasuk, you have to love your friend as yourself, then what does that mean? That includes that even if she's punishable by death for a serious avera that she did, even though she has to be killed, but choose for her the most comfortable, can't call it comfortable, but for the least painful type of death. Says the Gemara v'chimeachar de ikar of Nachman. Once Rav Nachman says that you have to use the death that's the most swift and painless, gzeiro shavolomoli, then I'll know from there that you have to use this lead in order that she should die very quickly, and not to surround her with the vines and the twigs and burn her that way. Why do I need the gzeiro shavu to learn from the Bnei Aaron that you cannot burn her that way? Answers the Gemara, Omri, Ilav Gzeira Shava, if not for the Gzeira Shava, Hava Mina, I may have said, Sreifas Neshama V'guf Kayom Lav Sreifahi. At the end of the day, the Pasuk says, Ba'esh Tisarif, that she has to be killed with fire. Pouring lead and burning her insides, that doesn't sound like Ba'esh Tisarif. So if not for the fact that we have a special Gzeira Shava to say that she's killed similar to the Bnei Aaron, who they were killed and their bodies stayed intact, then if not for that, I would never have allowed them to burn her that way. We would have assumed that the Torah explicitly is telling you, burn her in her entirety. And after we have the Gzeira Shava, we know that it's something that has to be poured inside her and not be burnt from the outside. And therefore, that's what I need the Gzeira Shava for. V'im ishum de Rav Nachman, nefesh lo chavile zmoiris tuva. That means, had we not had the posuk, then indeed I would have learned that you have to burn her from the outside, and V'avta Ruach HaKamoicha would have told us, do it in a way that she'll die as quickly as possible, by adding as many twigs, as many vines as possible, that the fire should be as large and as hot as possible, so she should die quickly. Kumash Malon, now that we have the Gzeira Shava, that tells us that you cannot burn her from the outside, we know you have to pour something inside. So now we use the Drosh of Rav Nachman to tell us, use lead, don't use hot water, in order that she should die as quickly and with as least pain possible. Continues the Gemara. Ve'elo ba'esh lomoli. Once you learn that this bas koyen, shezinso, can be burnt with anything that's hot, as providing that it's poured into her, and providing that it's the nicest way of doing it, then why does the posuk have to say ba'esh at all? Just say tisorif. Ba'esh lomali. Answers the Gemara, la'afuke eivor mi'ikori, is coming to teach us that whatever substance you're using to pour into her throat to kill her has to be something that was heated up by fire, not something that's naturally hot. If you find some lead that you dug out from the ground someplace that was naturally boiling hot, you're not allowed to use that. It has to be something that has been heated up by fire. Continues the Gemara, omale rav yirmiyah l'rav zera, v'chol heicha d'chsiv bo'esh tisorif. Based on what we just learned now, every time it says in the Torah, Bo'esh tisorif, l'rabis kol shreifos habo'is machmas eshu, then can we say that includes any type of burning, as long as it was heated up by fire, anything hot? It doesn't have to be a flame and a fire itself, as we saw by the Bas Koyen, that you can pour lead down her throat. V'hogabe porim anisrofim, now certain korbonis, that they were burnt outside the Beis HaMikdosh. Tichsiv behu, it says in the Pasuk, Voitziu es hapor, this bull, this ox, el michutz lamachne, el mekoim tohir, they would take it to a pure place outside the camps, el shefech hadeshen, the place where the ashes were spilt every day, v'soraf oisai alo eitzim, and you would burn it, al eitzim bo'ish, on wood with fire, al shefech hadeshen isorif, it will be burnt on the place where the ashes are poured. So what does it say in the pasuk? It says v'soraf oisoi al eitzim bo'esh. Again, it says strefa, burning bo'esh, with fire. V'tanyim, we learnt in the brisa, bo'esh, you have to burn these korbanos only with fire. V'loy b'sidra iseach, and not with hot lime. V'loy b'gof sisra iseach, and not with the gofsis, which is another type of lime, which is boiling hot. No, you cannot get rid of this korban, dispose of it by using these boiling materials. You have to use fire. Omale, hachi hashta. Says there's a difference between what it says by the Bas Koyen, where the Pasuk says, bo'esh tisorif, and what it says here in the Pasuk, that v'soraf oise al eitzim bo'esh. Hosom ksiv bo'esh. Over there, first it says with fire. Burn her with fire. V'hodar tisorif, and then it says, burn her. With fire, burn her. L'rabbi is called shreifos habo'is machmas o'esh. That means, as if we're reading the Pasuk, use fire in order to heat something up and burn her any which way. Hocha, however, here in these korbonos, ksiv it says, v'soraf oisoi al eitzim bo'esh. You have to burn the korban on woods with fire. L'besoif eish, and it says the word eish after it says the word v'soraf, lememra, to teach us the eish in, that you're only allowed to burn it with fire, midyachrin aloi, but not with any other substance. Asks the Gemara, hosom nami, in the case of those korbonos, after it says v'soraf oise al eitzim bo'esh, it says al nami ksiva sreifa lebesoif, it also says sreifa after fire, even though v'soraf oisei al eitzim bo'esh, it says eish, fire, after the vasar, after the burning. But what does it say in the next words in the pasuk? Dichsiv al shefech hadesh eni sorif. After it mentions the fire, it mentions again that you should burn it. So maybe again you can learn from here that you can burn the korban with anything that burns, not necessarily with fire. Answers the Gemara, Omri, Hahu Yisorif Miboile, we need that word, those words of Al Shefech Hadesh and Yisorif to teach us a different halacha. Look at the Tanya, Miboile, look at the Tanya we learnt in the Braisa, Yisorif, Afal Pish Ein Shom Deshen. Yisorif afal bisha heitzis ha'ur barubai. If that is coming to teach us, when it says al shefech hadeshen, yisorif means that the place to put it is the place where the ashes are normally put, normally where they place the ashes. And even if there's no ashes there now, that's not a reason not to burn the korbanos. Yisorif, burn it anyway, even if the ashes are not there. And also, even once the fire has already burnt and has grasped hold of most of the korban, yisorif, continue being actively involved with its burning until the whole thing is entirely burnt. That's what we learn from that extra word, yisorif. Burn it until it's completely burnt. Burn it even if there's no ashes there. So this yisorif will not teach us that you can burn it with anything that was heated up with fire. And now the Gemara says, we're coming back to our original question that was asked to Rav Chisda. How can Rebbe say that gecholim, that coals, are considered fire, and therefore if you roast the Korban Pesach on coals, that it's kosher? How can you say that? Do we not see from Tzoras, do you need a special posuk to tell us that coals are included in fire, and therefore included a burn by these coals is included in michvas eish, a burn from fire? So the Rav Chisda answered, there's two different types of coals. There's coals of metal, there's coals of wood. And now Ravina's got a different answer. Ravina says that there's something that seemed to be wrong with the way the Mishnah was being read, or possibly written, and we have to move the comma. The Braisa. The whole question was that it says in the Braisa, Ein li elo shenichva be'esh. Michvas esh only means if it was a burn from fire. But Nichve begacheles, if it was a burn from coals, broimets from hot ashes, etc., etc., that's not included in Eish. You need a special posuk, michva, michve. But he says that's all, the question is only stands if you put the comma before the gacheles after the Eish. Well, how about if we move the but, if we move the comma, and we say, michvas Eish, ein li elo shenichve be'esh ubegacheles. Eish means only if the burn was from fire or coals, comma. But what about if the burn was from roimets, from ashes, etc.? Then the braisa would not be a contradiction to Rebbe, it would be proof to Rebbe, because it would be actually adding the coals together with the fire that they're included in Eish. So we just put when we asked the question, the commas seem to have been in the wrong place. At least that's the opinion of Ravina. Ravina Omer, Korich v'toni, you have to combine and read the braisa as follows. Michvas Eish, from the words Michvas Eish, Ein li elo shenichve be'esh ubegacheles. I only know if the burn was there from either fire or a coal. However, nichve b'roimetz b'sidr eseach b'gavsis eseach b'kol dov abom min ha'ur lasuy echa me'ur minayin talmud leime michve ribo. And that's the end of the braisa that we already learnt before. But what Ravina has done is he's moved the comma, and that way it's not a question on Rebbe, and coals are included in Eish. Continues the Gemara. Rava Romi, Rava's asking another contradiction, and this is going to be a question on Rebbe, who says that coals are considered fire. Mi omar Rebbe gecholim ikri esh? Could Rebbe indeed hold that gecholim are considered fire? Or aminu? We learned as follows. And this is going to be a braisa that's discussing on Yom Kippur, when they would take a shovel of coals from the big mizbeach outside in the Azara. They would take that shovel into the Kodesh HaKodoshim Lifnai V'Lifnim, and they would do the Ketores there. And what does it say in the Pasuk? V'lokach Meloya Machto, he would take, the Kohen Gadol would take a shovel full of Gachalei Eish, of coals of fire, Me'al HaMizbeach, from on the Mizbeach, Milifnei Hashem, U'Meloy Chofnov Ketores, he would also take a fistful, a handful of Ketores Samim, Dako, V'Hevi Mibeis LaPoreches. So it's clear that we're talking here that what the Kohen took was Gachalei Eish. That's what it says in the Pasuk. V'lokach Meloya Machto, Gachalei Eish. Gachalei means coals. Eish means fire. Well, what did he take? Did he take some fire? Did he take some coals? What is fire? What are coals? We have to understand that. And by the time we've understood this, it will seem to be a contradiction on what Rebbe said, that gacheles are called coals. What does it say? Gachali. And before we read the braisa inside, we have to be aware. There seems to be three different levels of, I'm not sure whether to call it fires, flames. That's besides for the gacheles shel mateches we mentioned before. Talking about regular coals, regular burning wood. There's one thing which is wood which is burning, it's called a shalheves, a flame, a regular flame which has obviously got to be attached to something, and that something may be considered a coal on some level, but there's something which is burning on which the flame is being held. That's a shalheves, a flame. And then there's something called loichashos, which are actually coals, but they are flickering coals. They're very much, the fire is much more apparent on them, and those are called gecholim, which are loichashos, they're flickering. And then you've got other gecholim, which possibly haven't started flickering, possibly they're finished flickering, but they are smouldering, that the fire is not so apparent on them. And the question is, what's called esh? Shalheves is clearly called esh. It's a flame. The question is coals, which they in and of themselves are just a piece of wood, which happens to be they're very, very hot. They could be flickering and they could be smouldering. Are they called fire? Are they not called fire? So that's the discussion here. Gachale. Had it just said gachale, that the Kohen has to take coals from the Mizbeach, Yochel Oimemois, I may have thought that what are gachalim? Gachalim are these smouldering coals. Talmud Loima Eish, that's why it says gachale Eish, to tell us, no, it's got to be fire. And Oimemois, smouldering coals, are definitely not called fire. Eish, if it will just say that the Kohen should take fire, I may have thought Yochel Shalheves, maybe he has to take a flame. But and not coals. Talmud Loima Gachale, to teach us that it has to be a coal. So on the one hand, it's got to be a coal, but a coal in and of itself would be even a smouldering coal. So, but how would you know that you're not allowed to take a smouldering coal? It says Eish. But what's Eish? Eish is don't take a coal at all, take a flame. So what the Braisa says, Talmud Loima Gachale, that's why it says gachale, to say it doesn't need to be a flame. Ha ketzad, how can it be not a flame and not a coal? Mevi min aloichashos, take something which is in between. That means take a type of coal which is a fiery type of coal. What's a fiery type of coal? The loichashos, the flickering coals. That's the end of the braisa. And before we ask the question on Rebbe, we want to understand the braisa. Ha gufakashya, this seems to be a contradiction. How do we understand the braisa? Omras gachale, first you say that it has to be a coal. It says in the pasuk gachale. Yochel oimemois, I may have thought that coal is only a smouldering coal, but from the braisa it's clear, alma that loichashos eish ninu. Why would you have thought that a coal is only a smouldering coal? Because if it's flickering, it's not a coal. It's a flame, it's fire. Well, if so, Eimah Sefer, then when it says Eish, when the second part of the braisa that says that Eish Yochel Shalheves Talmud Loima Gachale, that you said that had it just said Eish, you would have assumed it was a flame. And even Loichashos is not called Eish. Well, you've got to make up your mind. What are these Loichashos? Are they coals or are they fire? If they're coals, you would learn it from Oimemois. You would learn it from Gachale. If it's not cold and it's considered fire, I would learn it from Eish. Why do I need both? It seems to be it's not Gachale and not Eish. So how can the two together be Leichashos? How can it be Gachale Eish is something which is neither Gacheles nor it's Eish? Eimah Sefer Eish Yochel Shalheves Talmud Leima Gachale Almam Afilu Leichashos Lav Eish Ninu. From the second part of the braisa, you see clearly that Leichashos are not considered Eish either. V'omar Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes, we're going to have three readings of the braisa. Rav Sheshes, Abaya, and Rava. And Rav Sheshes reads the braisa like this. Hochik Toni. Gachale when it says coals, it doesn't only mean the oimamois, only the smoldering coals. Gachale would mean any type of coal. Bein oimamois, bein oichashois. That means if it would just say gachale, it could be a smoldering coal and it could be a flickering coal. They're both called a coal. Talmud loima eish. That's why it says eish, to tell me that it cannot be one, it cannot be any type of coal. E-esh, if it would just say esh, without saying a coal, yochel shal heves, I may have thought, I have to bring a flame. You cannot bring a coal at all. Talmud lema gachale, that's why it says gachale. Ha ketzad, how are we going to reconcile the two? Mevi min aloichashos. So you bring from the loichashos. That means gachale, we knew that gachale, that coals include the smoldering ones and the flickering ones. But we need esh to tell us that it's got to be a coal which has a fire attached to it, which is gachale. That means the answer is not bring something that's not gachale. The answer is bring gachale. But what type of gachale? A gachale that's more associated to esh, to fire. If you just say fire, it would need a flame. It doesn't need to be a flame. The pasuk says take a coal. What coal? A fiery coal. What's a fiery coal? The type of coal called lechasha is a flickering coal to the exclusion of a smoldering coal. Coal. Kate ha kate said maybe min aloichasha is. So, mikol mokim, gecholim lo ikra esh. But whichever way you hold this brisa, now that we've understood the brisa, Rav Sheshes explained the brisa, what do we see from Rav Sheshes? That, I mean, the way Rav Sheshes understood the brisa, now we can approach the brisa. Gachale is not esh, and esh is not gachale. It's two things. Esh is, would be shal heves. Gachale are coals. So, and coals are not called fire. If so, mikol mokim, either way in the brisa we see, gecholim lo ikra esh, coals are not called fire. Kashi le Rebbe, this is the question on Rebbe. How can you, Rebbe, say that roasting the korban Pesach on coals is considered sli esh? It's not sli esh. It's not considered esh. Esh is shal heves. Esh is not gecholim. Omar Abaye. So in order to answer this, Abaye is going to have a different reading of the brisa, not different to what Rav Sheshes. What did Rav Sheshes say? Rav Sheshes said that gachale means oimamois or loichashois. Eish means shalheves. Gachale eish means a fiery gacheles. It's a type of gacheles which is not fire. It's a fiery gacheles, which is the loichashois, which is the flickering coals. Abaye says no. Omar Abaye Turitzochi, you learn the brisa differently. Gachale, if it would just say gachale, yochil oimamois. As we saw right at the beginning, even before of Sheshes, we're back to that. Gachale, coals, the only thing that normally coals means is smoldering coals. If it's flickering coals, it's not called a coal. It's already considered a fire. Talmud Loma Eish, the Pasuk says Gachale Eish to tell us that it's not good enough that it's just Gacheles, that it's smoldering, it has to be something to do with fire. E-esh, if it would only say esh, I may have thought, yochel rotzo shalheves yovi, rotzo gacheles yovi. That means fire includes either a flame or a flickering coal. Both of those are considered fire. So if it would just say fire, I would have thought you can bring any of them. You can bring a flame or you can bring a flickering coal. Talmud le magachale. That's why it says gachale, that it has to be a coal. It cannot be a fire. It cannot be any type of fire, because any type of fire could be a flickering coal. It could be a flame. It says gachale ha ketzad mevi min aloichashos. That the word gachale is teaching us that do not bring a flame. It's got to be a type of a coal. What type of coal? Gachale esh. It's got to be the part of the esh, that means of the things called esh, which is either flame or a flickering coal, it's got to be the coal type. So even though if it would have just said gacheles, we would have taken it for granted that a coal is a smoldering coal, not a flickering coal. A flickering coal is called fire. But once it says gachale with esh, then we understand that we're restricting what type of fire, and gachale is telling us the coal type fire, which is the loichashos. But what do you see from here? That these coals, which are loichashos, which are flickering, are actually called esh. They're called fire. and had it not said Gachale, you could have chosen to bring either a flame or these flickering coals. So once you see that flickering coals are called Eish, it's no question on Rebbe. That's what Rebbe said. If you roast your Korban Pesach on coals, there has to be flickering coals, then it's called Sli Eish, and it's kosher. Omar Rabba. Rabba's asking now on Abaye's interpretation, that how can you suggest Rotzo Gacheles Yovi, Rotzo Shalheves Yovi? How can the terms Abaye used was you could either bring a flame or you can bring a flickering coal. What does it mean, this concept of bringing a flame? What is that? Shalheves B'loi Gacheles Heich Mishkachas Lo. And we touched on this before. How can you ever bring a flame if it's not with a Gacheles? There must be some wood which is considered a coal that's holding this flame. So what does it mean? You can choose either shalheves or loichashes. What does that mean? Says the Gemara. I'll give you a case where you have a flame which is not a coal in any way. Kagoin de shafio lemono, if you smeared a utensil moshcha with oil, v'otli bo nura, and he lit on it a fire. So you have a flame, you don't have a coal. Says the Gemara, no. Gachale Eish, that means, and then how would, if this is true, if this is how to understand Abaya, then Abaya is really saying that had it just said Eish in the Pasuk, you have to bring the Kohen Gadol has to take fire, I would have thought he can either bring a flame, or he can bring a flickering coal. Talmud Lema, that's why it says Gachale Eish, to tell us that it has to be a flickering coal, not a flame. If flame means that you're taking a utensil and you're pouring oil on it and burning it, and you're suggesting that you would have thought that the Kohen Gadol should take that into the Kodesh Kodoshim, into the holiest place in the world, and had it not said the word Gacheles, coal, in the Pasuk, that's what you would have been allowed to do, that cannot be. I don't need a Pasuk, I don't need a word Gachale to tell us that you cannot use this in the Kodesh Kodoshim. Hahu lomoli krod, I don't need a Pasuk for that. Why should I need a Pasuk? Limute, to exclude bringing that type of flame. Hashtalifnei melech basav adam, even for a mortal king, a human being who's a king, ein oisin ken, you don't bring a flame, a fire into his presence that way. Lifnei melech malchei amlochem HaKodesh Baruch Hu, to Hashem, the King of Kings, on Yom Kippur in the Kodesh Kodoshim, you're going to bring, you would entertain the idea of bringing such a flame? Of course not. Le Kolshkin, it goes without saying that you wouldn't be able to do that. So it cannot be that Gachale Eish is to exclude that type of flame. Elo Omar Rava, Rava's reading into the Braise as follows. Teretz Hachi, answer as follows. Gachale, if it would just have said Gachale, and in this aspect it's the same as Abaya, and therefore there's no question on Rebbe. Yochel Oimamois, I may have thought that you can only bring smouldering coals, because Gachale on its own means smouldering coals. V'loi loichashes, and not the flickering ones. Talmud Leima Eish, that's why it says in the Pasuk Eish, to say that you have to take into the Kodesh Kodoshim flickering coals. E Eish, if it would only say Eish, Yochel, I may have thought, Yovi Mechzo Gacheles, Umechzo Shalheves. I may have thought not either a flame or a flickering coal. No. Because there's no such thing. There's no such thing as a flame that isn't on a flickering coal. That's every flame is held on a piece of wood, which is a flickering coal. No, but I may have thought that you should take coals, that when you're taking the coals off the Mizbeach, half of the wood should already be a flickering coal, and the other half of the wood should have a proper flame on it. And the reason we'll do that was ad da'ayah legavoy, in order that by the time you come into the Kodesh Kodoshim, and you've walked all the way to the Kodesh Kodoshim, havekulei gacheles, by that time it will be completely a coal, and there won't be any real flame on it anymore. That's what I may have thought. Talmud Leima, that's why it says, V'lokach m'loi amachto, you should take a full shovel of gachalei eish me'al ha-mizbeach, of coals of fire from on the mizbeach, not to teach us what to take. We know that you take a flickering coal. And either way, whichever way you hold it, a flame is also a flickering coal. But the reason it says that you should take it, is that when you're taking it, mishas lekicha nehevig acholim, the flame should be totally down when you're taking it. Don't take it when part of this flickering coal is still holding a flame. No. Don't wait and assume that by the time you get to Kodesh Kodashim, it'll be a coal. No, gachalei eish. That as you're taking it off the Mizbeach, it should already be exclusively a flickering coal, with no part of it still being a flame. But either way, gachalei eish certainly doesn't mean a smouldering coal. And then here again, we have the same conclusion as we saw before with Abaya, that a flickering coal is included in eish. And therefore, there's no question on Rebbe. So that's the end of this Gemara, that gecholim loichashois, flickering coals, are considered eish, and therefore, if you roast the Korban Pesach on it, then it's kosher. Says the Gemara Iboilu, and we've already seen this a number of times, oimemois, oimemois, these smouldering coals, how do you write it? Is it oimemois with an aleph or oimemois with an ayin? Om Rabbi Yitzchok says that you have a posuk. The posuk says that arozim, the cedars, loy amomuhu, they will not dim the revelations, the light, began elikim, in the gardens of Hashem. And over there the posuk speaks about dimming and writes the word amomuhu with an iron, so you see that oimemois, as in smouldering coals, dim coals, they are spelt with an iron, not with an aleph. Nimirtz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.